Masechet Terumos Parazayim, Mishnah Zayin, Zorah Zachas Mehen Pater. This Mishnah is again discussing a case where somebody has two containers. One container contains Truma, and the other contains Chulin, and he doesn't know which one contains Truma and which one contains Chulin. So therefore, he has to treat both of them like Truma Misafik. Only a Kohen would be allowed to eat them. Now, if he planted one of them, he would be Pater. Meaning to say, he took the grain from one of the containers, and he planted it. Now, the din is, somebody who plants Truma B'Shoykes, he has to turn over the seeds to make sure it does not sprout. And if he fails to turn over the seed, what grows will have a din of Truma. But in this case, that what he planted is Suffolk Truma. In such a case, he does not have to turn over the seed, and what grows would not have a din of Truma. The second container that's left, after he had planted the first container, you would have to treat that second container like Truma. It's Suffolk Truma, so therefore only a Kohen is allowed to eat it. But it would also be chayav and challah according to Rabbi Meir, as even though Truma is part of challah, but this is only a suffix Truma, and therefore it's chayav and challah according to Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yosi Paiser, Rabbi Yosi passes it from challah, even though it's only a suffix Truma, it might not be Truma according to Rabbi Yosi, we give it the same thing as Medamea, and just like Medamea is part of challah, so too, this would be part of challah. Zara Acher Et Hashnia. But if after one person came along and planted the content of one of the two containers, the second person came along and planted the content of the second container, he also would be potter. He would not have to turn over the seed, and what grows would not have a din of truma. But if the same person planted the contents of both containers, so now we know for sure that some of what he planted was definitely truma, so he doesn't have to turn over the seed. He can allow it to grow, but what grows would have the following din. B'davar shezara kala mutter. If what he planted is something that the seed rots in the ground before it grows, such as chitim or seorim, then what grows would be mutter, meaning to say what grows would not have a din of truma, as since the seed has already rotted in the ground, what grows would not be truma. But if he planted something that the seed does not rot in the ground, for example, garlic or onions, in such a case, what grows would be usr. What grows would have a din of truma. At this we know for sure that some of what he planted is for sure truma. We would be machmer in a case where the seed does not rot in the ground, and we would say that what grows would have a din of truma. A woman that was eating truma. Now the woman the Mishnah is referring to is a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen. Even though she is the daughter of a Yisrael, since she's married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma, but only while she's still married to her husband, once her husband dies, or divorces her, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. And Adam came and told this woman that her husband had died or divorced her, and now she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. And she was eating Truma after the husband had already died or divorced her. Now the Mephoshim asked, how is it possible that she was divorced without knowing that she was divorced? A woman cannot be divorced until the get reaches her hand, unless she appointed a shliach lekabalah. If she appointed an agent to receive the get for her, then when the get reaches the agent's hand, she would be divorced. But the halacha is that a woman who appoints a shliach lekabalah cannot eat truma as soon as that shliach lekabalah was appointed, as we don't know when the shliach lekabalah will receive the get, so therefore she has to stop eating truma immediately. So what's the case that the Mishnah is referring to that a woman was eating truma and did not know that she was divorced? Mephoshim answer, we're talking about where the woman appointed a shliach lekabalah. They told the shliach lekabalah that she only wants him to receive the get in such and such a place. But the thing is that since she told the shliach lekabalah that he only has the authority to receive the get in a certain place, she would be allowed to continue eating truma until the shliach would reach that place. So if that place is 2 hours away, she can eat truma for 2 hours. So she was eating truma during those 2 hours, but they even told her that the shliach somehow went very fast. It got there before the 2 hours were up, and therefore she had eaten truma after she was already divorced. And the same would be true if an Eved Kanani who was owned by a Kohen and he was eating truma, as the Eved Kanani that is owned by a Kohen is allowed to eat truma, Ubo v'amrula meiz rabba, or Machach who is wrong, or Nesanach b'matana, or Asach ben Chayre. And some Adam came and told the Eved Kanani that your master has died, The master did not leave any sons. Instead, he had grandsons from his daughter that inherited this evidence. And these grandsons were not Kohanim. So he is no longer allowed to eat truma since he is now owned by a non-Kohen. As an Eved Kohen, he can only eat truma while he is owned by a Kohen. Or the Edom told him that the master had sold him to Yisrael. So now he is owned by a non-Kohen. Or his master had given him as a gift to Yisrael. So he is owned by a non-Kohen. Or his master had freed him. Now that he is freed and no longer owned by a Kohen, he no longer can eat truma. And he had eaten truma after the master had already died, or after the master had sold him or given away as a gift, or made him into a free person. The same thing would be true if a Kohen that was eating truma found out that he is really a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. His father had married a divorced woman or a woman who had performed Chalitza. And these women are offered to a Kohen, and any children a Kohen would have from a Grusha or a Chalutza would be a Chalom, would be possible for Kahuna and would not be allowed to eat Truma in all of these cases. Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev, Kerem, Mechoymesh, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer said all these people must pay a principal plus a fifth to the Kohen for the truma that they ate. In the first case, a woman who ate truma and her husband had really died or divorced her. In the second case, where the Eved Kanani had eaten truma and he was no longer owned by his master, the Kohen. Or in the third case, the Kohen who thought he was a kosher Kohen and found out he was really a challah, they must pay a principal plus a fifth for all the truma that they ate when they were no longer allowed to eat truma, just like any non-Kohen who eat truma b'shogeg must pay a principal plus a fifth. So too, these people must pay a principal plus a fifth for the truma that they ate, while Rabbi Yeshua ponders them from a Karen b'chomesh. According to Rabbi Yeshua, these cases are not similar to a regular case of a non-Kohen who eats truma b'shogeg. As in these cases, these people are honest. It was an unavoidable accident that they ate truma. They had no way of knowing they were not allowed to eat truma, and therefore they are pater from a Karen v'chomesh. Now the Mefarshim say that that which Rabbi Yeshua pater them from a Karen v'chomesh is only in a specific case, only if they were eating the truma on Erev Pesach and the truma was chomesh and they were quickly trying to eat the truma before it was time to have got rid of all the chomesh on Erev Pesach, and that's when they found out that they were not allowed to eat the truma. Since they were very bahol, meaning to say they were very rushed to perform a mitzvah, to eat the truma's chametz before it was time to no longer have chametz in their house, that's the case where they would be puzzled from paying a karen b'chometz. But any other time during the year when any of these people eat truma when they were not supposed to, they would have to pay a karen b'chometz just like anybody else who eats truma b'shoik. Haya oimeidu makriv agabe hamizbeach. A Kohen that was standing and bringing karbanos on the mizbeach, and he found out that he is invalid to bring karbanos, that he is a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. He is a chalo who is pasul for kahuna. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer kar karbanos shehikrib al gabi hamizbeach pasulim. Rabbi Eliezer said all the karbanos that he brought on the mizbeach are pasul, and he does not have a din of a Kohen, and therefore all of these karbanos would not be kosher. Only a Kohen can bring karbanos on the mizbeach. For Rabbi Yeshua machsh, Rabbi Yeshua is machsh these karbanos that the Kohen brought before he found out that he was a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. Now, even though normally a chol that brings karbanos, the karbanos are pasul. But Rabbi Yeshua learns out from a pasuk that in this case that he did not know that he was a chol. The karbanos that he brought are kosher. The pasuk said, "Berech Hashem chelo upoil yodav tirza." Rabbi Yeshua darshan that when the pasuk said Berech Hashem Chelo, Chelo is referring to a Chalo. And the pasuk says Paul Yadav Tirtza, the work of his hands will be accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. This pasuk is teaching us, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that a Chalo that did a vote on the Beit HaMikdash before he was aware that he was a Chalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts his Karbanos. The Karbanos would be kosher. But a Kohen was a Bamom, he had a blemish that possibles him from doing a vote, and he brought karbanos in the Beit HaMikdash before he was aware that he was a Bamo, and afterwards he found out he was a Bamo, and at the time he brought those karbanos, even Rabbi Yeshua would admit that the Karbanos is possible. As the Pasuk says, it's briefly shalom. The covenant that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Kohanim are only when they are shalom. And Rabbi Yeshua darshan shalom to mean shalom, to be whole, only when the Kohanim are whole, without a blemish, when they are not a bam mum, only then would their Karbanos be accepted by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But a Kohen that brought Karbanos while he was a bam mum, even though at that time he was not aware that he was a bam mum, the Karbanos would not be kosher.